Well, the US is set to host economic talks with Asian nations to counter China's influence in the Indo-Pacific region. Joining us to discuss is Eric Martin, Bloomberg trade and economy reporter. So it's called IPEF, Eric. It's supposed to start in LA on Thursday. Just tell us the nations that are coming in and what IPEF is trying to achieve here.
Yes, this is 13 nations plus the U.S. We have some of the members of the group of 20 largest economies, including India, Japan, South Korea, Australia. And on the menu is trade cooperation and integration. This is an initiative that the U.S. is leading and organizing and negotiating with these countries. And this is kind of in a way, a replacement for the Trans-Pacific Partnership that was abandoned by President Trump in the early days of his administration.
Eric, are we actually expecting anything tangible to come through from this, you know, the likes of reducing tariffs or a traditional free trade agreement?
Well, so one thing that we know is not on the menu in terms of the options being currently negotiated is this idea of reciprocal tariff reduction, which has been a goal of U.S. free trade agreement negotiation since NAFTA in the early 1990s. And so the question is, well, if they're not talking about reducing tariffs, what are they talking about? Well, they're looking at regulatory cooperation, renewable energy promotion, fair trade initiatives that take care of labor and workers, and just looking at ways to be kind of standard setting in the Indo-Pacific and in Asia as a way to be present and to be asserting U.S. leadership in the presence of China and really in competition with China. That's kind of the larger subtext here.
This is coming after we saw relations with China and the U.S. deteriorate over Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan. I guess just how much importance is the U.S. really trying to place on ensuring that it has enough allies in the region?
Well, you know, that definitely is important. We saw, I believe it was earlier today, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan mentioning concern about the potential for Chinese aggression against Taiwan. So this is definitely something that the Biden administration is aware of and is watchful for. Actually, Taiwan is not among the governments that is present at these negotiations. The U.S. is undertaking its own framework separately with Taiwan, and a lot of the governments are signaling that they don't want to be asked to choose between the U.S. and China, that they really want to be able to work with both countries as partners, and so there's kind of an aversion to being asked in any way or signaling a with us or against us type of attitude with the world's two geopolitical superpowers.
Yeah, just very finally and quickly, the impact of climate change here. I mean, Haslinda was talking with John Kerry earlier in the week, the envoy saying that this is like fighting a war. I was speaking to the Singapore Minister for Trade and Energy as well, and he said this is something that nations need to combine on here.
Well, absolutely. Renewable energy, fighting climate change are two goals for the Biden administration. We have the immediate reminder here in Los Angeles undergoing a nearly unprecedented heat wave with the danger of potential rolling blackouts even on these days when the ministers are here in LA. So, climate change, one of the great challenges of our time, ever present as ministers prepare to meet here tomorrow.
And California avoiding those rolling blackouts. All right, Eric, thank you very much. Eric Martin, Bloomberg trade and economy reporter.